I regret the wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Defender 7 Saturday Night Trivia Broadcast with your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis. Now, if you haven't done so already, please check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defenders 7. We're more than just a group. We consider ourselves one big extended family, and we treat each other as such. Check out our website and subscribe to it by typing all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of proceeds from sales from our store and any donation we bring in goes back to our communities throughout all 50 states in the time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. It's the only way we're able to do what we do here. You and your community in a time of need. We also have a YouTube channel. Head over there and hit that subscribe button for us. We're on MeWe. If you click on Community, scroll down to Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, folks, that's right. We're not a militia. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your own thoughts and opinions and also to participate. And that number to call, area code 914. 205-5773. Now, if you're too shy and you don't want to talk on the phone, we also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during the broadcast. So either way, come interact with us, especially on our trivia show. Make it as fun as we can. And I would just like to say, I hope everyone has a wonderful, safe Memorial Day. Just be safe out there, whatever you do, cook out, whatever, et cetera, traveling. Because this country is going crazy, as usual, and it's getting worse. So keep your head on a swivel. Watch where you go, what you do. And just remember, it's not just about the barbecues or about traveling. It's about our fallen soldiers, our fallen military period. So without further ado, allow me to bring in your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy.
Funny story. Did you know I've always got one? It's just my life. So, everybody knows the everybody knows the ongoing argument, charcoal or propane, right? It's charcoal.
What is it?
Propane.
Charcoal or what?
It's charcoal. Propane.
Oh, yeah, charcoal, definitely.
Look,
charcoal or wood?
Ooh, that's a good one. It depends on what kind of wood. But, yeah, so we bought a new grill, and I'm like, I'm tired of these cheap-ass little grills. We bought one of these, the heavy-duty 24-inch smoker grill, right? Charcoal, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So, you see, when I bought it, I didn't load it in the car, and Pat had to bring it in the house. So I put that bitch together today. Let me tell you something. When they say heavy duty, they really meant heavy duty. That bitch is cast iron.
Yep.
Cast iron. The only thing that's not cast iron in that damn grill is the wheels and the two cheap-ass handles.
Yep.
That's it. Oh, no. And the four little vents that's on the side, on the top and the bottom, the little vents, and those.
Yeah.
The handles, little cheap-ass plastic. Good God. That thing is heavy. And it took us about an hour to put it together. Only because the jackass... If it wasn't for there are a lot of screws... They're in there with these little casters that you can't. It's got the built-in bolt or the nut, and I'm like, they use the impact drill just a little too tight, and so the two bottom ones on the side, it wouldn't come undone. You just slide the sides in, you re-screw it. So anyway, we had to use the legs and everything else. It was nice and sturdy though, but oh my God, it was like. Freaking an hour to put that bitch together. So all we have left to do now is get our patio furniture and our backyard will be complete. We have the hammocks.
Nice.
We have the gazebo, the grill. All I need is my patio furniture, and I'm probably going to go get that tomorrow.
Now, is your grill a pellet grill?
No. Well, no,
just
I mean,
charcoal?
I guess it could be with it could be charcoal. It could be wood. It could be whatever. The cool thing about this one is it's got the handle so you can lower the grate or raise it up depending on what you're cooking.
Yeah.
And it's got the pull-out spray underneath.
Yeah, it's the same as the one that Lorna gave me.
A charbroil?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a picture of it and I'll show you.
I don't like propane. I don't like propane.
Yo, I hate propane. And if I want to cook with propane, I'll cook in the house.
Exactly.
I mean, some people are like, yeah, but it depends on the way you cook. It's like flame broiled. And?
No, it's not.
I'll go, it's not the same. It's
no,
not. And so can cook. What's cool about it is you could cook, like, it says 25 hamburgers. I don't know. Depends on how big you make the bet, how big you make them. But you can put 50 hot dogs on this grill, and then it has a warming rack. So I love it. I haven't used it yet.
Right.
I plan on using it. So,
because what I like to do when I smoke the meats is I like to use my hardwood, my hickory.
Oh, okay,
And then I go to the store and buy the bag of, like, you can either get mesquite. I like the apple.
I've done that.
I've
done that
on
a cheap-ass grill.
Yeah.
But you know what's also cool is it's got that little door for the front. It's kind of like one of those old-fashioned stoves where you open the bottom and you put the wood in.
Yeah.
It's got that little door on the front. So you can just keep loading wood in or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah, we're going to get one. I'm going to get one of them little pools, those inflatable pools, those little family pools, you know what I'm talking about? The little rectangle type ones?
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of those, load them up, put a tarp over it, and get some bungee cords and shit off my whole backyard to nothing but a canopy of trees. Plus, we bought a gazebo. So I told Pat, we're going to get one of those, and when it gets hot... I'm just going to go sit in the pool. I don't have to do shit. Just sit in it.
Exactly.
So, So we'll be all set for, you know, for doing all kinds of cooking out and shit when it gets too hot to cook it out. So, oh, and by the way, go Canes, fuck the Rangers, because they're playing game 6 right now, and I've got it muted so I can actually do the trivia tonight. It's game 6, do or die for the... The Canes are up 3-2, and they got to win tonight, and so far they play like shit when they're on the road in the playoffs for some reason. I don't know why, but if they lose tonight, they're back in Carolina tomorrow. But, man, yeah. I want to get to a Carolina game so bad, but shit. You know how much these playoff tickets are? $600.
What, for the
game? If they make it to the Stanley Cup, there'll be over $3,000 a ticket.
Right.
Yeah, like, okay, never mind. No, man, I have never seen so many Canes fans. I mean, when you watch the games, they're like friggin' loud. You can't even hear. That's what I love about hockey. It's I don't know. To me, hockey's better than a lot of other sports, but that I'm just
biased. Oh, yeah. You know. Yeah. I mean, I still follow my two favorite teams, which is the Flyers and the Jersey Devils.
Yeah, I don't think they made it to the playoffs.
No, but I still, like I said, you know, they're two teams that I grew up watching.
See, okay,
and,
I've been watching hockey for 34 years.
Bobby Clark lived two doors down from my grandmother.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he used to play. He used to set the nets up out in the parking lot and teach us all kinds of shots.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I watched hockey 34 years ago. You know, when the Hurricanes were in Hartford, they were the Hartford Whalers, and before they did this clusterfuck of rearranging all the divisions, adding all these stupid. I think Gary Bettman has ruined hockey. I don't care what anybody says, and I'll fight you for it on this argument. He's ruined hockey. But, and me and Pat had this conversation. You remember Gretzky and Bobby Orr and, you know, Luke Rowe, all of those? There's no way to compare back in the 80s and 90s to now.
Bernie Perrant.
They're two different class of players. Huh?
Bernie Perrant.
Yeah, but see, back then, well, besides Wayne Gretzky, everybody knows he's the great one, and we're not even going to go there.
But back in the day, that was the real fights, and that was the fun fights to watch.
Exactly. You went to a boxing match and a hockey game broke out? Or no, you went to a hockey game and a boxing match broke out. Yeah. They had goons.
Yep.
Okay, the brawlers. Okay, that's what made hockey fun. Now it's all a bunch of bitches and crybabies. And
of course.
But the thing is, they skate faster now.
Yeah, because they're not allowed to hit each other.
Well, no, you can hit. They still have fights, but not like back in the day.
They're pussy hitting.
I don't know. Some of these players, man, have you seen them hitting lately? We've got a few on the Canes that will just plow your ass on the boards.
I barely see anybody losing teeth like they did back in the day.
Oh, I don't know. We got a few that's got no teeth, no front teeth. We got a few. But, I mean, it's like, what the hell, man? But you see, what I'm saying is, so back when it was the Whalers and it was actually the Quebec Nordiques, and they actually moved. They lost their team. But it was Quebec, Montreal, the Bruins, the Penguins, the Whalers. Anyway, I've always hated the Bruins. Fucking hated the Bruins to no end. That rivalry still stands. So they knocked the Bruins out in the first round. That's all I cared about.
Right.
Every round the Canes make it to now is gold.
Sure.
It's like one of those things. And I hate the Penguins, too. There's always been that, but not as bad as the Bruins rivalry. And so now we're playing the Rangers. And it was either the Rangers or the Penguins. And it's like, eh, you know. But anywho, so for all, it's just still me and you, right?
Yeah, because Lorna just started her new job, and she ain't getting off till I guess, 7 o'clock her time.
Oh. Where's she at? She in Tennessee?
Yeah, I think she's
it's your time.
Actually, I think, yeah, not now.
Your time.
She's an hour behind me.
Oh, she's in our time zone. Okay.
Yeah.
She's in Central. Okay. So anyway, for the trivia, I was going to go over just a couple of different ones, but I've got sports trivia, geography, music, movies, and history. I know we've done a lot of history, so I figured we could do some. And I'm trying to, if anybody else could come up with any other kind of trivia they want to hear, let us know. Because, you know, we want to make sure everyone has fun, learn some stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I would do.
Just to let you know, I won't be able to do a show next weekend.
Okay.
Because I'll be in Tennessee.
Oh.
Yeah. My wife's job, their 20th year anniversary is, is this month. June. And the owner, all expense paid trip to Gatlinburg.
Oh, you'll have some fun. Have you been to Gatlinburg?
Yeah, I'm.
We didn't get, because it was Christmas. It was a bad time to go. And when we drove real slow up and down.
There's a major pain in the ass.
Is she on?
Yeah, I just got home. Oh. I can be weathered. I just got home. I got to eat. I got to shower and go to sleep.
where are you working?
Harbor Freight, setting it up.
On the corner.
On the corner? That's Weather's job.
Nah, here's your PA.
I got a job at Harbor Freight setting it up, and then after the 45 days, then they determine who's going to stay working or not.
Oh, you're doing a store setup.
Yeah.
I've done six of those.
So far, I've had to help a couple of girls figure out the blueprints, and then even my team leader, per se, she's brand new, too, so she didn't really know what she was doing, and they were trying to figure it out, and I finally just left it and went on my own and did my own thing.
I've done two hardware stores from floor up. Everything is, they had the building, and so I did that, and I've done a couple department stores, and they're, you know what, it could be fun. Honestly, I think store setups are fun when you do it from the shelving, everything and all, and all of that. It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But for the most part, everyone they hire to do the setup stays because they're not fully staffed usually.
Right.
I say usually. So,
The sucky part of it is I got to work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I have to work on the holiday, and we don't get holiday pay.
Well, you know what? People are pissed at our job because Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day are not holidays.
Oh, really? Well, they're having us work because they're trying to get the store open by June 7th.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If it wasn't for that,
we had to pick a day.
Huh?
We had to pick a day. They're like, okay, you pick one of the three holidays, you're going to work one of them. So the other ones, you don't have to. So I picked to work on Memorial Day because my youngest is going to try and get here for the 4th. So it was too short of a notice for her to come this week. So
I'll tell you one thing, Ralph wasn't too happy at all. He's been driving Auntie and Uncle nuts all day.
That's my boy.
Oh, he is not happy? Oh, man. He ain't going to be happy for a week.
Let me tell you something. I'm about to rehome two fucking dogs because the little bastards were at it again. And they got a hold, and it was a sealed box. Sealed. Taped completely shut. And them little fuckers got it, tore it open, and there was grits all over my house. When I mean all over, I mean literally all over the damn house.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? You little bastards? I order stuff by mail, and the Walmart warehouse sends it in a sealed box. Those little fuckers dug it open, they chewed it and got it open. And I'm like, I hope that shit tasted good and binds your ass up for a couple of days. And we have hardwood floors. And there's the little cracks in the floors. And I cannot get the shit out.
Oh,
so
no.
We got a vacuum cleaner. I even vacuumed the hardwood floors and the carpet. I've mopped. And I'm going to have to get another mop, a different type of mop. And I'm like, I hate these dogs. I'm ready to just shoot them sometimes. You know. And mine's looking at me so pathetic, like, I need you shit. So, anywho, so I thought we'd get started with some sports trivia. Lorna, I don't know, what do you know more of?
But before we start that, are we doing a show on Monday?
No.
Oh, yeah, Bobby, did you want to do a show on Monday?
I mean, that's up to you, Lorna.
Well, it's Memorial Day holiday day, so I don't know. I can do it. I'm just going to end up being late because I'm there till 7 o'clock, and it takes me about 15 minutes to get home.
Right. I'll leave that.
You know, I totally forgot. Memorial Day, and if people wanted to do family members who were in the military, you know, but it just totally blanked my mind.
We usually do that for Veterans Day.
Oh, you want to do that? Okay, it don't matter to me. I don't care. So we can do that. When is Veterans Day?
November 11th.
Oh, wow. Okay, we got a ways to go. Okay, never mind. Because I was going to say, if anyone wants to give a list of any family and friends who was in the military, you can, you know, if you want to, but their name, their rank, what branch of the military, and stuff like that. But we have plenty of time. So, Lauren, I was saying sports, history, music, movies, geography. What would you like to pick?
Lorna wants to do nugget porn.
Nugget porn, okay.
Bobby would hate that one.
She's an expert.
Not.
I know Lorna does not want to do history because she sucks at history about as much as I do.
That or midget wrestling.
Midget. And we'll do geography. We'll do geography to start out with. And see, and the reason why I'm in any other subject of trivia, I don't care what it is, because I'm going to save it because there's when I go and type it up, there's like quiz after quiz after quiz. There's an infinite number of questions for everything. So, I mean, it'll be a never-ending. And I thought about medical trivia, but I might stick to that on the medical show. I don't know if I'm going to do it at all because some of the questions, non-medical people pretty much might have a hard time with it.
Right.
So, I was trying to find easier questions, and I'm like, what the hell, man? You guys... So I don't want to overwhelm, you know, that would be just too much. So we're going to start with geography. Where's the answers? Hold on, I got to make sure I got the answers to these questions. Okay. Yeah, it's not much fun having a quiz if you don't have the answers. So, okay. This is travel and geography, okay? You have to cross the famously dangerous Darien Gap to cross between which two countries?
You have to dangerously cross what?
Okay, hold on. Famously dangerous Darien Gap to cross between what two countries?
Think south. South Africa and...
No. Not that kind of south. The other south. That's like, yeah. So we're talking south from us.
Sweden?
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
In Norway?
Panama?
Sweden?
Panama?
Sweden?
Panama?
Huh?
And Panama and Colombia.
Ah.
Now, would that happen to be part of the Panama Canal? I mean, not the canal itself, but there's, okay, because I was just wondering.
Yeah, what they call the lock, it's sort of like the locks.
Okay. What runs from Chicago to Santa Monica?
A train.
A river.
No. they've made movies about it. They've made songs about it. Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's a road. No shit. Roads go, but it's
Route
the same 66. Road.
Route 66.
Yep.
Yay, I got one.
If you're sailing in the Whitsunday, you're off the coast of what country? And I've never heard of this. It's Whitsundays. You are off the coast of which country? It's far away from here.
Shit.
Let me give you a hint. Oh, if I give you a hint, damn, I can't even come up with a hint because it's going to, if I give you a hint, you're going to know. It's an island. It's an awful big one, but it's a big fucking island.
Bermuda?
Nope, think farther over. Way over. We're like 4,000 miles away from here, I think. It's far. Okay, you might even get it. Kangaroos.
Oh, Australia.
Yeah. I'm like, it's an island. It's a big ass island. If I said a continent of its own, like, no, that would give it away. I'm back. I got kicked off. Oh.
You just hung up.
Did not.
You did too, you jackass.
You're a jackass.
Which service began in 1883, running between Paris and Istanbul.
What?
What service began in 1883 that runs between Paris and Istanbul?
Oh, shit. Oh, my, la, 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 la. The Paris Accord.
No. It's
oh,
a
shit.
Former... hold on a second. Try to give you... I believe it's a form of transportation, if I'm not mistaken. Shit.
Ferry?
It's three words. It's three words in what it is.
Dick.
Eat a dick is right. And that's what the Orient Express. This might be a dead giveaway on this one.
Where the hell are you getting this shit from?
Huh?
Where the hell are you getting this shit from?
It's geography quizzes. I got it from Trivia Quiz Tonight. Yeah, now I'm making this shit up up my ass here. If you travel down the Mekong River, if you went from down the Mekong River to Duang Prabang, what country would you be in?
Vietnam.
No.
Cambodia.
That's what I thought, but no.
Really?
Laos. Yeah, Laos. And I thought the Mekong River was in Vietnam.
Yeah. Well, it starts.
But it
says
that okay, because it says if you travel down the Mekong to Luang Prabang, what country would you be in? So that Luang, whatever it is pronounced, is in Laos. But I was like, Mekong River, isn't that that is? It's got to go down. In the film The Motorcycle Diaries, who travels around Latin America on a motorbike? I have no idea. Never heard of
Evil
this Knievel? Person.
Evil Knievel?
No.
Knievel?
No. Che Guevara and Alberto Granado. I have never heard of them.
Me either. That's why I was...
In what country would you ride the blue train and hike the Otter Trail? And you've already mentioned the country. And a guess.
Vietnam.
No, not that far. Not that far. It's fucking hot there. That's all I know.
Oh, South Africa.
It's South. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's
what?
South Africa. South
yeah.
Africa. What? Okay. Where could you take in the scenery of the Bergen Line? Bergen, if I'm pronouncing it, Bergen or Bergen Line. Oh, it's cold.
What was the question?
Where could you take in the scenery of the Bergen Line? It's away from here.
She's Googling it.
Huh?
She's Googling it.
No, I was taking my eyeballs out. I didn't hear the question.
Okay, let me give you some countries. Switzerland, Norway, Greenland, or Finland?
Greenland.
So close, but no.
Or Norway.
It is Norway.
Yes.
It is the Norway. I don't like these fill-in-the-blank questions because they suck. I like multiple choice. I might just add a few questions, answers onto it.
Multiple guests.
Yeah, multiple guests, yeah. Okay, let's see. Jesus, if you cross the Khyber Pass, you would be traversing between which two countries? We've been fighting them forever. In one country.
Afghanistan.
Yep. What was it? And?
Yep.
It's Afghanistan?
Kuwait.
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Okay. Part of a famous migrant route heading north from Central America, what form of transport is La Bestia or the Beast? What kind of transportation is that? What do they call the Beast?
Ship?
No.
Sub?
What?
Sub? Underground train?
Skyline.
A train. Hey, she got it.
Skyline.
She got the part right. It's a train.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, that was travel and geography. Now we're on U.S. geography. Okay. What stretches 3,000 miles from British Columbia and Canada to New Mexico? Fair to say, I did not know that.
Mississippi.
Huh. You're funny, Lorna. No. What stretches? It's 3,000 miles long. And it goes from British Columbia to New Mexico.
The Ontario Lake.
Rocky Mountains.
Yes, the Rocky Mountains. Oh, my God, Lorna got one right.
She cheated.
I've been looking at a lot of mountains lately.
She cheated. She Googled it.
I did not.
Did you Google it?
No.
Okay. What river rises in western Wyoming and winds over 1,000 miles before it empties into the Columbia River at the Tri-Cities, Washington?
The Mississippi.
The name says it all about the river. No.
Mississippi River.
No.
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 No. No. The Mississippi River runs from Mississippi all the way up to Minnesota, north and south.
Okay. When you think of a windy road or a windy river, what would you think it followed? When they made it. What kind of creature?
A drum?
What kind of creature?
A snake?
The snake
yeah.
Lake.
A snake river. We're playing charades at the same time we're doing trivia here. which of the Great Lakes is the smallest?
The smallest of the Great Lakes?
Yeah.
That's what you said, George.
Ontario.
What? Yep. It's Lake Ontario. It's the smallest one. What's the highest peak in the United States?
Isn't that, what the hell?
Highest peak.
Huh?
Highest
yep.
Peak. Highest peak.
I believe it's named after a president. I believe that was a president.
What, Mount Rushmore?
Nope. No. Not the four faces. But the highest peak. It's, I believe it's a president's name. It could have been named after somebody else. I don't know. But it's a dude's name. Mount McKinley.
Montezuma.
Was McKinley not a president?
Oh.
Huh?
What is it, Mount McKinley?
Yeah. Was McKinley a president?
Wasn't he a famous general or something?
I don't know. That's why I said I don't know if it was a president or what.
I want to say he was a general.
Oh, he might have been. Hold on a second. Holy shit, I am so glad I'm not on call today, or was not on call today. I just have one call last night. Woohoo! Oh, what a great 12 hours that was. Okay.
Hey, you fuckers!
Hey, you fuckers. Yeah.
They wouldn't let me pull a Weathers. I just got home from work like 20 after 7, and I tried telling them, well, I got to go. I just got home. I got to eat. I got to sleep and shower.
Wow, my wiener hurts.
Well, I just left work, so almost 13 hours.
Sucks to be you guys.
But I'm off now until next Thursday.
Oh, that's cool.
And I get paid for tomorrow and Monday.
I don't get paid to work on Monday, and I got to work on Monday.
Well, that's because you just started.
Yeah.
So,
I'll say I get paid, but I don't get holiday pay.
What city is located where the Mississippi meets the Missouri?
St. Louis.
Well, aren't you just smarty pants?
Well, no shit. I live right by it.
Hey, Lorna got one right.
I'm sorry.
What else?
Lorna got a hit.
What city also meets the Illinois and Mississippi?
Got me.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
All three of them actually converge just north of St. Louis.
Okay. Where in Florida is the southernmost point buoy located, denoting the lowest latitude land in continental USA?
Where is that?
I would.
Ah? The Keys.
Lorna's ass.
The Keys.
Lorna's ass.
Did you know that Cuba is only 90 miles from the Keys?
Yep.
Yes.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. Covering 190,000 square miles, what is the largest desert in the United States?
Sahara.
That would be No.
Huh? Nope.
Nope. It ain't the Sahara. It's son of a bitch.
Mojave.
No, it's three words.
Oh man, I know this, but I can't think of the name of it.
Huh?
San Jacinto?
Nope. Hey, the last word is desert. By the way.
Mojave.
Yeah, it's a three name. It's a desert has three names. It's blank, blank, desert. I'll give you that much.
Holy shit.
I mean, it's large.
Well, it's actually right there by Nevada, Texas, Colorado, and there's another, I can't remember the other state.
It is the Great Basin Desert.
The what?
Great Basin Desert.
Where is it?
I don't know. It just said it's a, all I know is it's 109,000 square miles in the United States.
Oh.
Preferably, it's probably somewhere out west.
There
must be a desert around.
Okay. New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, and I believe Arizona. It's by the Four Corners.
Oh, okay.
It's by the Four Corners.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me see exactly where it's... Oh, wow. Okay, so it is... Great Basin. Hold on a second. Damn, that's large. Hold on. Ah. Trying to find out the state. It covers Nevada, Utah, Oregon, Idaho, California, and Wyoming.
I was wrong.
It's large. Okay. What state is bordered by Arkansas to the south and Iowa to the north? Weathers, if you get this wrong, I will shoot you. To the phone.
Missouri.
Huh?
Missouri.
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 Yep. Where is Lake Okeechobee?
Lake Okeechobee is in Florida.
Did you know that's a man-made lake?
Yes. Did you also know it also fluctuates with the tides?
Yeah. Actually, no, I didn't know that. there was a massive hurricane that went through, and it went over. What mountains would you find Camp David?
Camp David?
Yeah.
That's a rock.
What mountain range? Huh?
Appalachian.
No! That's a wrong side of the country.
Oh.
It's on the other side. It's the other large mountain range.
Rocky Mountains.
Appalachian.
That's what I said, the Appalachian.
Oh, I
all
I heard was the Rocky Mountains. Sorry.
He's lying.
I know. Okay, this is map trivia. Okay, and I can't pronounce this one to save my life. What stretch of water can be found between Alaska and Kamchatka? If I said it right. If not, sorry.
That is, something straight. I can't think of it.
Yep. It's something straight.
I know which
the
one you're talking about.
The Bering Strait.
It's, the Bering Strait.
Yep. Which is the largest state of Australia by area?
Oh, I have no idea that.
Sydney?
Oh, okay. This is not just America. This is all over. It would be Western Australia. It's the largest state in the world. Which country has the longest coastal coastline? Longest total coastline in the world.
In the world?
There's three countries. I don't know why it says, this is so stupid. This is which country, right? And they're giving you three. So it's the longest coastline in the world. No.
That wouldn't be Africa?
No, think over here. It's Ecuador, Colombia, and Brazil. I don't know why they said which country, When there's three, they just name them. But they
right.
make the largest coastline in the world. I know, it's stupid. But I don't like some of these questions. What is the largest island in the Mediterranean by both area and population?
I know it wouldn't be Greece because Greece is small.
No.
Let's see. In the Med.
Venezuela.
That's not in the Med. That's South America.
Wait a minute.
Puerto
oh,
Rico.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. I got one, two.
You got.
You know what? Hold on. My
my
answer. You know what? Let me ask you these questions. This question again, because I done fucked up and gave you the wrong answer to the wrong question. The equator passes through which three South American countries? And that would be, so my bad guys, Ecuador, Colombia, and Brazil. I done fucked up on that one. So that was the three countries that we were talking about. And then
so you got
let's go back to questions. Hold on. I know. I got y'all fucked up. Sorry. My bad. The equator passes through those three countries. What is the largest African country by area?
Now
this makes sense.
That would be
Sudan.
No, Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe.
No, it's Algeria.
Algeria.
But Zimbabwe's pretty big, but apparently Algeria.
Yeah, say that now, Mona. After she already said the answer.
And that was gonna
okay.
be my first answer.
Now.
Did.
Okay. Now we're going back to the large, what country has the largest total coastline in the world? My bad. I done fucked that one up. It's one country. Okay. And yes, this country has the largest coastline. It's fucking cold there.
It's what?
Cold.
It's
Russia?
Cold. Now. You know what? I'm surprised. It's not Russia.
Canada?
It's our neighbor. Yes.
I knew
Canada.
Russia.
Yeah, but Russia only
Russia
has... but they have the largest land mass. Okay.
Yeah. That or China.
Now.
China has a huge
true.
Land mass also.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to the... What is the largest island in the Mediterranean by both area and population? And what did you say?
I said Greece.
Hold on a second.
You got Sicily, which is...
Yeah, there you go.
Most,
it's Sicily.
Right,
it's Sicily. Let me see the question was. But Italy's not an island. Italy's not an island.
Oh, shit. I know that. But it's a southern part that, I mean, well, it's not very far apart between southern Italy and Sicily. I'll tell you that right now. I can row a boat across it.
Oh, probably, yeah. Okay.
They actually have taxis, water taxis that go across from Italy to Sicily. You didn't know that, did you?
No. I might have a problem with this one. I don't know, understand this question. Which southern tip of which continent is closest to Antarctica?
okay, that's either Africa. Or, oh, man.
Chile.
I'd like to say Australia is also pretty close, too.
Chile.
But you've also got some.
Chile.
Right. Okay.
Chile.
Well, here's the reason why I say that, and I'm going to have to take this question to someone to look it up, because you know why? They have a one letter, Q. The fuck is Q? That's not a damn continent. I think when they typed this up, they didn't get the answer, so I'm going to actually type it up. Hold on a second. So what are your guesses? Oh.
Well, I had several, but, you know.
It's South America.
I said that, though. You got
I know.
Africa,
I'm saying the answer
South
is South America.
Right.
Yeah, it is South America. I don't know what happened to the answer on that. They have Q. Okay? The fuck does Q mean? which... So apparently they're not too smart with some of these questions. Which is the only African country to share a land border with another continent? Ooh.
Egypt.
No.
Barna, yeah.
It is?
Yes, it's Egypt. Barna just throwing out random countries.
Barna, that was the luckiest guess I have ever heard anybody say.
That's the only thing that could come to my head.
That was the luckiest freaking guess.
Egypt. You know, some people do not realize. Do you know there are people that don't realize that Egypt is in Africa?
That wouldn't surprise me. I've also been to Morocco.
Okay.
And in Egypt, I've actually rode camels in Egypt.
Oh, I bet you did.
I actually did. I got pictures of it in my photo album somewhere.
What is the largest landlocked country in the world by area?
China.
I know it's not Egypt.
China.
No, it can't be China. It's not landlocked.
It can't be China because it's not landlocked.
All right. So... Siberia.
No.
Sudan.
Russia.
No. Kazakhstan. Or Kazakhstan. Wherever you want to call it. It's Kazakhstan.
Fuck that country.
Okay. Which enormous but scantily inhabited island lies to the northwest of Iceland?
Of Iceland?
Yep.
That would be... Sure the fuck ain't Greenland.
Yeah, it is.
What? I thought Iceland was a little farther south. Or, I mean...
It's northwest.
Greenland was...
It's northwest of Iceland.
I thought Greenland was a little farther south than Iceland.
What's funny is Iceland is not covered in ice, but Greenland is.
I know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why'd they name it Iceland if it's not all ice?
There was a reason for that. I remember reading that somewhere. And so people would say...
Hold on a second. We're
going to
find out why.
Huh?
Hold on. Why
it's also full of volcanoes, too.
Yes, it is. It is. So, why is Iceland called Iceland? Did you know? We're going to play a game of Did You Know?
Oh, boy.
It used to be called Snowland.
I heard that was a nickname. I did know that was a nickname of it.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I didn't know it was called Snowland, but it's a volcanic country that's also more than 10% glacier. Barely anyone lives there, but everyone believes in elves. Oh, and babies are put outside to nap. Wow. That's not really cool. let's see. So it says, but why is Iceland called Iceland? Does it have to do with ice? If so, shouldn't the UK be called Puddle Land? Jesus. It's named after its icy landscape. That's why it got its name. So, but that's why. And a short notice. It's because of the icy slope. So.
Huh.
Yeah. Go figure. Oh, that's the wrong one. Okay. Now we're on to country quiz questions. Which country is completely surrounded by South Africa? I did not know there's a country within a country.
Got me.
Lesotho. It's L-E-S-O-T-H-O. So apparently there's a country surrounded by a country. Who knew?
Huh.
In what country? I didn't either. I thought South Africa was literally the south tip of Africa. Well, I know the Cape of Good Hope is down there too, but I didn't realize it actually, you know. Anywho, which country would you find the region of Inner Mongolia?
Would that be Mongolia?
No.
China?
Yes, sir, it's China, where everything is made. The Baltic states. The Baltic states is Lithuania, Latvia, and what's the other one?
I don't know.
Estonia.
I am home. I am.
Yeah,
home.
Yeah, we know. You gotta go shower and eat and go to bed. We know.
No, I'm going to drink out in the backyard because I got company here.
Ah, okay. Have fun.
So, I will talk to you all later. If I don't talk to you all, man, remember what this weekend's about, our fallen brothers and sisters.
Well,
okay,
I'll be working, sacrifice. So.
Yeah, you don't count, though. All right, y'all. God bless and have a good night, man. Be safe.
You too.
All right, y'all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. In which country would you find the ruins of Chichen Itza and Palenque? It's south. Don't drink the water. Don't drink
Mexico?
The water.
Mexico?
Yes! Mexico!
When you said don't drink the water, that's the only thing that could pop into my head.
I know. In which country would you find, really? Come on. Bottom Bang and Slam Reef, Siam Reef. I ain't going to tell you the first one. I couldn't even forget it. Bottom Bang and Siam Reef.
I have no idea.
It's over in the over there. It's a little island. I think it's an island. Maybe not. I don't know. Hold on. I might have to get off here for a second. Cambodia.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold on. I think I got to, I might have to go for a second. I don't know if this is. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. I got. Hold on a second.
Free beer, Bobby.
Yeah, I know. Bobby, free beer.
Am I supposed to talk amongst myself?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. Which dubstep era country?
You're used to talking to yourself, Lorna.
That is true. That's
in which country? No, hold on. In which sub-Saharan country whose capital is Juba gained its independence in 2011?
India?
Yeah. Huh?
India?
South Sudan. I didn't know they had their independence. Who knew? What country's only land borders are with Israel and Syria?
As they got farther out of town, they pulled over and got gas.
They, I'll give you a hint. They just had a massive explosion, I believe it was last year. And it destroyed most of the country.
China.
Lebanon.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
The grain factory, yeah, the grain and stuff, yeah, it exploded. That was awful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold on a second, I'm trying to, okay. The islands of Mindanao, Luzon, and Visayas are part of which country? Let me give you a hint. Oh, there's a bunch of these little islands over there.
Egypt.
The Philippines.
It wasn't Egypt?
No, it was the Philippines, smartass. If you headed due north from Dubai across the Persian Gulf, what country would you land in?
Yugoslavia.
Close, but no. We went to war with them for a long time. No,
Iran.
We had it. Wrong country. Never mind. Iran. It was Iran. I was thinking Iraq. I looked at it so fast. You know, but it's Iran.
You ran.
Okay, these are cap. I ran. I ran right for the question.
You
answers.
Ran.
I ran. Okay, this next one is capital city. Hold on a second. I think. Can't type for shit. Which South American country has its capital at Ascension? Let me see if I can. Oh, okay.
What South American country? What?
What South American country has its capital at Ascension? I have. It's a South American country. That's all I can tell you. It's one of those, starts with a P. How about that?
Colombia?
Starts with a P. No, it's not Colombia.
Peru?
Cuba.
Paraguay.
No,
I didn't get the question. I didn't understand it. So, yeah. Canberra is the capital city of where? We've already... I'm going to give you the answer. Shrimp on the Barbie. That's your hint.
What is it?
Canberra is the capital city of what country?
Ooh.
Throw a shrimp on the Barbie.
Australia.
Australia, Mike. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. I'm going to just, this is, you don't even have to answer this question because you probably wouldn't even, I wouldn't even know. So this is the capital city. Okay. It's O-U-A-G-A-D-O-U-G-O-U. I'm not pronouncing that. Might be the most fun capital city to say. Where is it? Now, I didn't even know this was a freaking place. Burkina Faso.
I knew
that.
Yeah,
that's why I said that was a gimme. Huh?
I knew that.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. This is another one. It's a fun word to say. No, it's not. No, it's not. Antananarivo is a city, but what country is it in? And where is it the capital of? Yeah, another one. Oh, it's a small island. I believe off of Africa. They've made a couple movies about it. A cartoon. Okay, if you've seen the movie, the little, I can't even think of what the hell the little animal is. He thinks, I like to move it, move it. Is it in what country? It's Madagascar.
Oh, I was going to say Kenya, because I know there's a couple movies of Kenya, too.
Yeah, I was trying to think of it's Chris Rock, and I can't even think of who else is in the freaking movie. What European country is Bucharest the capital? Oh, my God. The fucking canes are killing me. Where is Bucharest the capital of? I believe the Romanovs are from this country, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
Romania. Okay, you know what? We can go. We got quite a few of those left, but you know what? We'll go ahead and go on to a different subject matter before we get bored to death of questions we know nothing about. So sports. Let's go with sports. Let's see what we don't know about sports. Maybe. I was having some technical difficulties earlier, and I am now. I'm back to the same shit. Oh, hold on. Okay, here we go. Bobby, are you still there or you disappeared?
No, I'm here.
Okay. What's the diameter of a basketball hoop in inches?
Oh.
Just pick a number.
26.
28.
No. 18.
Oh, really? I used to know that.
The Olympics are held every how many years?
The what?
The Olympics are how often? How long do they have the Olympics?
Every 2 years?
Every what? No, every 4.
I was going to say that, but I was getting that confused with the presidency.
Now, is the Summer Olympics and the Winter Olympics the same year, or are they alternating?
Alternating.
They alternate?
Yeah.
What sport is best known as the king of sports?
Football.
Close.
Soccer.
Soccer.
Very good. Yes, our football is not their. They call it football.
Yeah.
And it's called soccer, but they call that football. So our football is not their. Yeah. And the cool thing is rugby is a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Rugby is just like soccer and football. And they don't wear helmets. Hold on a second. Let me. Okay. I call this okay, hold on a second. What do you call it when a bowler makes 3 strikes in a row? I didn't know what this was called.
Lucky.
Huh?
Lucky
is right. It's called a turkey. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. My little grandbaby, she stepped on. They're doing sparklers. Ooh, damn. And she took her shoes off and stepped on one of the little burning embers and burnt the bottom of her foot.
I've done that.
Oh, that was just fucking great. Oh, shit. My brand new TV just fell off the fucking, the shelf.
Oh, no.
Holy shit.
And now I got a big, it's cracked. Motherfucker. I'm pissed. Great. Now I got to go buy a new damn TV.
Oh,
I just bought
this
Roku. Huh?
Shouldn't be throwing it on the floor.
No, I should. But, no, it still has a picture, but I don't know. I may have to buy a new TV. It's not. It's a Roku. And
what happened?
It fucking fell. It just went flying right off the bookshelf.
Wow.
Nothing. It's like something just walked up and slapped it, but from behind, and it fell off the damn friggin' shelf.
Carl came to visit you.
Fuck you, Carl. Get out of my TV. My TV went flying off the damn shelf. And now it's got spiderweb cracks all from one corner to the other.
Oh, no.
I mean, it still has a picture, but I'll just keep it until it shits the bed. Because it's not messing up the picture. Not really. So, look, Pat. See it? See the bottom right there and then the top. But until it goes all over the place. But, yeah, it's like something just walked up behind it and went... I'm just sitting here. That damn thing's been there for 2 weeks. I'm going to have to. Okay, anywho. I call this bullshit. Pat, listen to this question. What's the national sport of Canada?
What's the national what?
Sport of Canada.
Hot hockey.
That's what I was going to say. It's not hockey. It's not hockey, and it should be.
Table
no, it's
tennis.
Lacrosse.
Oh.
Lacrosse. Now, why isn't it hockey? I don't know. No clue why it's not hockey. Anywho, oh, my God. How many dimples does an average golf ball have?
How many what?
The dimples. The dimples. You know, look at a golf ball, right?
Oh.
How many of those little dimples? Yeah.
50.
Think a lot. 100.
Really?
It's hundreds. 336 on the average.
Wow.
How the hell is there that many damn dimples on a freaking golf ball? I find that. Oh, you know what? I bet you they're not just counting the little divots that's in it. They're talking every little tiny little thing that's in a golf ball. Because to have 336 dimples on a golf ball, it would have to be like the size of a freaking basketball. Oh, wow. What country has competed the most times in the Summer Olympics but hasn't won a gold medal yet?
Poland.
Yeah. No. It has many islands. Oh, shit, my thing's, I'm not even on the right channel. Who, the Rangers? Oh, it's the Philippines, by the way.
Oh.
Are you, I'm done. See, these sorry fuckers. These sorry bastards, 4-1. And see, and they'll come back in the next game, the Canes will win. Man, I'm pissed. I'm going to have to buy me a new TV. I don't know. This looks awful. Yeah. All right, hold on. I'm changing. Okay, the classic 1980 movie called Raging Bull is about what real-life boxer?
Oh.
And here I thought Raging Bull was about friggin' Indians.
Wasn't it Lewis?
No.
Raging Bull.
De La Hoya? De La Hoya?
I've never heard this guy. No. I can't even help you with a hint. Okay, here's a hint. This is not this guy, but you'll get his name from it. He's from State Farm. His first name. You know what I'm talking about. If you know the commercial.
Oh, shit. I forget his name. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I don't watch TV, so I don't know.
It's an old commercial, Lorna. It's Jake from State Farm.
I haven't had TV in like 20 years.
So anyway, his name is Jake, the boxer, but what's his last name?
From State Farm?
No, not from State Farm. I was just giving you so you can get the first name. It's LaMotta, by the way. It's Jake LaMotta. Never heard of him.
No, I was thinking somebody else.
Okay, the Triple Crown Award is given to a horse that wins which three races?
I don't know nothing about horse races.
Huh?
The Kentucky Derby.
What? How dare you,
Lorna?
Yes.
The Kentucky Derby. Preakness.
Yep.
And the I used to be up on all that because I used to play trifectas and everything. Shit.
The Belmont Stakes.
Belmont Stakes, yeah.
We used to go to the horse track every Sunday on Family Day, and you could go
Hell
up
yeah.
to the, and we would have picnics with the family. The kids loved going. They have all kinds of shit for the kids to do. I love watching horses.
We used to go and see the ones that were going to race that day. Called the showing.
My uncle used to minister at Canterbury Downs.
Yeah.
We used to watch it.
My favorite jockey of all time is Jerry Bailey. He was my favorite jockey. Well, shit. I guess I am buying a new TV. It just shut off. The good thing I only paid $138 for this fucking TV. It was clear. I don't know why.
Shit.
I'm pissed.
Look at how much the 65 inches and all that came down in price. You can get that for like $400.
Yeah, but I got this Roku because it's a smart TV, but
not too smart.
It's not very smart. It's not very smart. You're right. It's not. That was so strange. I don't know why they did that. I don't know why they just, it was like, freaking, the dogs have been jumping up and down off my bed. That's the worst state. I swear to God, it's like, if you freaking, anything, the floors, it's like an old house. And so, therefore, everything rattled. And I'm surprised. Okay. In the 1971 Olympics, Nadia Comaneci was the first gymnast to score a perfect score. What country is she representing? I did not know. Oh, my God. I didn't realize she was that old. She was
Russia.
No. No, Yamaguchi's from the 90s or 2000s. This is from 71.
Yeah, what was the name again?
Nadia Comaneci, or Comaneci.
Oh, Nadia. Yeah, from Russia.
Yeah. Romania. Oh. Hold on a second. Okay. Who has won more tennis Grand Slam titles, Venus or Serena?
Serena.
Penis.
It is Serena. And they're both in what you call it. I just can't stand either one of them. They're both racist as shit. And you know, it's funny, they're married to white men and they hate white people. Go figure. Anywho, which country has competed the most times in the Summer Olympics, but never won any medal?
Romania.
Okay. Huh?
Romania.
Okay, I don't even know where this country is, but I want to say it's over, I don't even know where the fuck it's at. It's in Liechtenstein.
That sounds German.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the movie, A Knight's Tale?
I've heard of it. I've never watched it.
The one with, what the fuck's his name? He died. The blonde-headed dude, he's dead. He got died in a car accident. No, not a car accident. The song, there's a bunch of people. Paul Bettany's in it. Crap, I can't even think. But, yeah, he's from Liechtenstein in the movie. That's the only reason why I thought it was kind of funny. What boxer fought against Muhammad Ali and won?
Holyfield.
No. Older.
Older than
Sylvester
Holyfield?
Stallone. Rocky.
Huh?
Rocky.
No. Joe Frazier. Isn't his name Jumpin' Joe Frazier?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which golf tournament did Tiger Woods win by 12 strokes, cementing his first ever major championship win? And he's just as irrelevant today as he was then.
Golf's boring.
the Masters, by the way, the Masters. And he's irrelevant now as he was then, and so was, yeah. Damn. I could see this. How many medals did China win at the Beijing Olympics?
Too many.
It's a lot. Bobby?
What?
How many medals did China win at the Beijing Olympics?
30.
100.
I wonder if they were bought.
Here's the thing. I know you guys probably know. The Chinese and Russia and a lot of those countries, the Olympics is their thing. And if they know you have a talent for anything in the Olympics, that's all you do from, like, four. They will train you day in, day out, day in, day out. It's an honor to be in the Olympics in that country. And they will, those families have everything. Anywho, what does the NBA stand for? These are easy sports questions, by the way, if you haven't noticed.
National Basketball Association.
Yep, NASCABALL, NASCABALL. It's NASCABALL Association.
It's Cuba.
In motor racing, what color is the flag they wave to indicate the winner?
Checkered.
In what country?
The checkered flag.
In motor racing, it's sports, Lorna. What color is the flag?
The checkered.
When they win. The checkered. Well, this was a little too friggin' stupid. How many holes are played in an average round of golf?
18.
How many what?
8 holes of golf. Same
18.
Thing with putt-putt golf. The same
what
thing with, I know. What color are the goalposts in football?
Yeller.
How long is the marathon? Yeller.
How long is the marathon?
Yeah.
5 miles.
Why? How
five
many
miles?
Five. Hell no. Think of a lot.
No, isn't it like 52?
No. Almost, but no cigar. 26.2 miles.
That's what I said.
You said five, you and what game is love a score?
Tennis.
Badminton.
Yeah, it's tennis, but I don't get the scoring in tennis. So
it's badminton.
Yeah.
It's
okay. Hold on. Let's go. We're gonna change it up. I'm gonna do just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Okay. No. Oh, here we go. We're gonna go to movie trivia because I can. The freaking geography killed me. Hold on a second. No. Oh, I did not know this. Okay, you got to go way back, okay? What's Rudolph's dad's name?
Oh.
As in the reindeer?
Santa?
Who's his daddy? No, funny,
hey,
it's not Santa.
Do reindeer really know how to fly?
They do, but who's Rudolph's daddy? I did not know this.
Donner.
I did not know this. Huh?
Donner.
It has to be Dancer.
It is Donner.
That's what
it is Donner,
said.
But I know. Tell him Lorna. What was the name of the rabbit What was the name of the rabbit in the magic hat in Frosty the Snowman?
Thumper. He looked for charms, eh?
Thumper.
Huh?
Thumper.
No, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, that's
Hocus
right.
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Focus in
well, why? I don't agree with this. This is the answer, but I don't really agree with it. What was the reason the Grinch was so nasty?
Because he knew Bobby.
He hung out with Lorna.
Okay. Technically, it's because he had a small heart, but I just think it was because the people of Whoville were very nasty to him. And that's why he was so nasty. But it was because he had a small heart. Who provided the voice? Oh, okay. So there's many of these versions made, but you got to pay attention to the year. Who was the voice of Ebenezer Scrooge in the 2009 animated Christmas movie, A Christmas Carol?
Lorna Munson.
He does quite a bit.
Tom Hanks.
Jim Carrey.
Same thing. They go, both got dark hair.
Who was Kevin McAllister in Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. You know his brother Rory is deranged? He plays Huh?
So is Macaulay.
Yeah, but all of Rory Culkin's movies, he's also been in an episode of SVU, but he's got a lot of dark movies that he does. I mean, look who the family is, but yeah, if you have, look at Rory Culkin, and he's got some dark-ass movies. In the movie A Christmas Story, what is the only gift that Ralphie Parker wants for Christmas?
BB gun.
A Red Rider.
Oh, yeah.
A Red Rider BB gun. You poke your
eye out.
A Red
Rider.
In It's a Wonderful Life, which is my favorite Christmas movie, what is the name of George Bailey's guardian angel?
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
What? You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life?
I'm a Scrooge, sorry.
Wow. Don't see the other version because it sucks. It's got George Clooney's it's Cloris Leachman. I think it's his aunt. That version sucks. But it's Clarence. You gotta watch It's a Wonderful Life in black and white. It really is a good movie. Oh my God. I've seen this one. There's two movies. There's a first one and a second one. And they're pretty bad. Which 2003 dark comedy features Billy Bob Thornton as a thief who disguises himself as a department store Santa?
Oh my God. I know this one too. But I like Billy Bob Thornton.
He's all right. I mean, he was married to Angelina Jolie for a while.
I liked him in that movie Sling Blade.
But there's actually two movies.
Potatoes.
Bad Santa.
I'm gonna slice your throat. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Bad Santa. That's what it was.
And then there's Badder Santa, which was Badder. What's Badder? You know, come on. Edmund Gwynn played Kris Kringle in this 1947 Christmas movie, a role reprised by Richard Attenborough in 1994. Oh, I don't like that the 1947 version. But the 1994 one is awesome.
What was the question?
Edmund Gwenn played Kris Kringle in the 1947 Christmas movie, this version, a role reprised by Richard Attenborough in 1994. I'll tell you who's in the movie. The little chick who played Matilda. I can't think of the little girl's name. It's to save my life. What the fuck's his name? Dylan McDermott. And I can't think of what the redhead's name is.
Don't know.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Ah, there we go. I knew.
So here's the thing. Dylan McDermott was the attorney who helped Kris Kringle. And Dylan McDermott has played a bunch of great roles in a great movie, right? If you watch the new Law and Order criminal organization, he's a dick. Organized crime, he's a dick. And I'm just glad to see him die. I could not stand. You're watching actor. They always play good roles. And all of a sudden they get this really bad role. Not a bad role, like a bad as in they're an asshole in the role. It just ruins you for whoever that was. Okay, look, before I mention his name, in what Christmas movie did Jim Carrey's character try to ruin the holiday for the people of Whoville?
Bad or Santa?
How did we get him? Huh?
Bad or Santa?
No, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh. I don't
know. Oh,
this
is Christmas movie trivia. I don't even know how the hell we got a Christmas movie trivia. Oh, okay, never mind. It goes in different things. Okay, never mind. Hold on a second. We're going to go down to, we'll skip it because we're going to go to, this is horror. Oh, the horror movie trivia. How many people does Jason kill in the first Friday the 13th?
13.
Wow. None. It was Jason's mother. Pamela killed everybody in the first. You know what? Now I'm going to have to go watch it. I've watched them all. Oh, I didn't know this. Holy shit. How many people associated with the movie The Exorcist died during production?
I just seen that somewhere, too. Wasn't it like six or something? Six or seven?
Close. Nine.
Nine.
They should take the hint and stop making movies like that. In Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason lives. How does he come back to life?
Bobby gave him mouth-to-mouth.
This is not the way that I would like to come back to life, but yeah. Lightning. In The Birds, the movie The Birds, what California town do the birds attack? And I'm sure they've made many versions of The Birds, but I don't know if they're all the same. But
Los Angeles.
Bodega Bay. I've never heard it.
No, me either.
What color is Freddy Krueger's sweater?
Red and black.
Right.
It's red.
Oh.
And
black.
And green. Green. It's red and green. You know what? Hold on a sec. It's stripes, but it's red and green. But you know what? Hold on a second. What? You know what they call it, that Mandela effect?
Oh.
Hold on a second. Yeah, there's a lot of things with that, with the thing, and people, the fuck you say? No. Holy shit. They got red and black and red and green.
Huh.
So I don't know which one it is, but it says red and green. But on this website where you buy Freddy Krueger sweaters, they have red and black and red and green.
Well, he did have to change clothes once in a while.
Oh, apparently. What happened to Dewey in the Scream horror film series after he was stabbed? Officer Dewey. After he got stabbed, what happened to him?
Yeah, didn't he wind up becoming the killer?
No. He lived, but no, it wasn't Dewey. It was, Dewey was, whose sister, brother was, I can't remember which brother he was. No, but he lived. He married, what's her face?
I was going to say, I
the
thought
reporter.
He got married. The blonde.
Yeah, he married the reporter, but he lived. What horror film was the first movie to show a woman in just a bra and a slip? Ooh, go way back. Black and white time.
Godzilla.
Psycho.
Oh.
Yeah,
that was the first movie. Yeah. Oh, damn, I forgot this one. What's the name of the hotel in the movie The Shining?
Rose Red.
No, Rose Red was the last name of a house.
And
Rose Red is a movie. No, Rose Red is Rose Red Part 1 and 2. But,
right.
No, the hotel in The Shining. And it's not the Bates Motel.
I can't remember.
The Overlook.
Oh, yeah.
Which Friends star appeared in the movie Scream? Not her real name, her TV name in Friends. She's the reporter. But what was her name in Friends?
BB?
I forgot her real name. Huh?
BB?
No, not Phoebe. Phoebe's the blonde.
Yeah. I can't remember her.
I think Chandler's her brother. I think. No, that's who she married. Who's the brother and sister? Shit. Been so long, I haven't watched Monica. But
Monica.
I forgot what her real name is. But I forgot what her real name is. What band appears in the 1983 movie The Hunger performing their classic Bela Lugosi's Dead? Oh, I've never heard of this. Heard of them. It's a band. I've never heard of them.
Don't know.
Bauhaus. Bauhaus.
Oh,
I have no idea. I didn't... Which film featured a woman being decapitated in a car? I don't know. All of them? This is an old movie. I probably
Christine.
Made in the 90s. No, not that old. Urban Legend.
Oh, Urban Legend.
Urban Legend. That was what, in the 90s? Early 2000s? Okay. What film is about a new evil lurking 6 months after the incident with a video? You know, if you watch the video, you die. But the other movie, it happens within 6 months, not 6 days. It's a creepy fucking movie. That's all I gotta say. The Ring 2.
Oh.
Yeah, they're both creepy. In Carrie, What did the other students dump on Terry at prom? You know, there's more than one Terry, isn't there? They've made it more than once, the remake.
Terry?
Yeah. But what did they dump on her? What kind?
Pig.
Piggy blood.
Piggy blood.
What happened to Damien's first nanny and the Omen?
She went flying out the window.
No, not the first nanny. That was the second, or second or third, whatever. The first one.
I don't know.
She hangs herself. You know a lot of creepy shit happened in the Omen, too?
I believe it.
When they made them?
Did you know that the Wizard of Oz in the very, very, very first one, in the background, there's a lady hanging?
It's a munchkin. Yeah. We got a couple minutes. Did you know that Buddy Epson was picked to play the Tin Man, but when they put the silver makeup on him, he broke out and he could not do it, and that's why they had to pick the other guy? And some more useless trivia about The Wizard of Oz. What the hell's her name? The one who did The Wicked Witch.
Bobby.
Yeah. You know when the first scene where she shows up in Munchkinland with the fire and the smoke? That very first scene where she shows up with Dorothy and Glinda. You know, you see the flames that come up and the sulfur? You know, she got burned. She got third-degree burns from that. Yeah, and so they had to make the movie without her for a while, and then you'll notice in the rest of the time that you see her, it's only sulfur smoke. They don't do the flames anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yep, total useless knowledge. Furthermore, it's the last one I'll do. That she was a third grade teacher before she made that movie. And when her agent asked her if she would play a role in the movie as one of the witches, and she's like, which one, Glinda? He goes, are you kidding? And she, at first she thought that ruined her acting career, but every time she made an appearance somewhere, the kids wanted her to do that cackle of hers that she did. My youngest brother will not watch The Wizard of Oz because of the one scene where she's in the globe and she does her little thing. Scared the shit out of him. And he will not watch it.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, I'm like, Bobby, let's watch The Wizard of Oz. Fuck you. No, I ain't watching that damn movie. Come on, you're a grown-ass man. He's like, I don't care. That's okay. I can't say shit. To this day, I will not hang my feet or my arms over the edge of my bed. Will not. Nor will I stand close to the edge of my bed with the lights out. That's how many scary movies I've seen. I'm 51 years old. So, yeah. I'm not kidding. I don't know why. I try to force myself. And it is all psychosomatic. And it's really weird. But, yeah, we got more trivia, all kinds. They got Disney trivia. Let's see what else. Horror movies. Harry Potter trivia. The 80s movies. That's what I want to do, is the 80s movies. 90s. Oh, that's cool. We'll do that next. Oh, we can't do it next week because you're not going to be on next week. That's fine.
Nah.
That's fine. We'll do it the week after.
Is
3-minute warning.
Yeah, just don't say. Go ahead.
All right, Kimmy, it was fun. Thank you. Lorna.
You're welcome.
Thanks for tuning with us.
Yelpers.
And God bless America. God bless our children, our veterans, military, first responders, the missing. Everyone have a wonderful rest of your Memorial Day weekend. And that is all. Good night, everybody.
Good night.